Hi.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's only been 2 weeks.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's been a crazy last few weeks, and that kind of fits because it was a crazy year last year.
It was.
It was nuts. 2016 is definitely one for the history books for sure.
Yes. How did you ring in the new year? Anything fun?
Not really. I drove 1,600 miles across the southeast to see family. That was fun.
Over like the course of the like Christmas,
week.
New Year span?
Yeah. The day before Christmas all the way to the day after New Year's. So,
wow.
Went through Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina. It was fun.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, I got to see friends and family and got absolutely no rest. It was, I think I spent at least 2 days on the road, like if you add it all up. So that wasn't fun, but you know, seeing family, got a new Apple Watch. So there's that. Yeah.
We'll have to do another review episode.
I think you can just say it's better, and that's about it. But how, what did you do?
Let's see. I had the opportunity to go to Pittsburgh for a conference, for a non-work-related conference, which was really nice, for a organization I was in college called Alpha Phi Omega, which is a co-ed community service fraternity. And it was really cool. There were about 1,700 people there, which was interesting. They had I've never seen this before. We stayed in a Westin, and I think on paper it makes sense, like it would be more efficient, but logistically when 1,700 people are trying to travel on elevators, I think that's where their plan fails. So in normal elevator world, you approach the elevator and you either hit the up button or the down button, and then you stand around, and whatever one opens up around you that corresponds with up or down, you walk in, right? And then you push the button for the floor that you're going on. Pretty straightforward. But on these elevators, you approached, instead of just two buttons, you approached a keypad and you punched in the floor you were going to, and it told you what car, like A through E, what car you had to go to. So it like sorted you. But the problem is that it only works if every person pushes the button for themselves. So let's say, you know, Logan, you and I are going up to the fifth floor. We both have to hit five on the keypad. And it worked when we were in small groups. But when, again, 1,700 people are trying to travel, basically people just started like loading up in cars, and then it would get to your floor, let's say if you were trying to go down, and then the doors would open, like I'm waiting outside car C to go down to the lobby, and the doors would open, and the elevator would be packed because either people jumped on when they weren't supposed to, or they didn't push the button enough times. It was very, very complicated and very frustrating. And I have never waited so long for an elevator because you had to wait for a specific car. You couldn't just wait for the next down elevator. You had to wait for the car E elevator to come. It was very complicated. So aside from that, it was a great time. And the conference ended just before New Year's, but a bunch of us decided to stay for New Year's Eve. And it was a really good time. So,
yeah, that sounds great. And, you know, this episode is really kind of a reflection on, you know, the last year and kind of what we have in store for 2017. Because that apparently is where we are now. And, you know, we have some of our, you know, favorite episodes that we have most downloaded. I mean, this year we passed 10,000 downloads, which is nuts. That's a lot of downloads.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It feels like a small number. Well, thank you, listeners. We appreciate it. Thank you, downloaders, rather. We hope you listened and didn't just download.
I'm sure that's sad. They did.
That's sad.
Because eventually iTunes will just stop downloading if you stop listening, and, you know, the numbers haven't dropped, so I assume people are listening.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Or even more than once. Share the love, friends.
Yes.
Listen more than once. Tell your friends about it.
Definitely.
Make it your New Year's resolution.
So what was one of your favorite episodes?
Oh, man. I should have probably prepared for this question to be asked. We had a lot of good people on the show. I'm trying to think of, I think I had the most fun with people that were outside of, my field of marketing, specifically social media. Cause there was a lot to learn from those folks.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked, Lenny on our show, also known as Trill or Not Trill.
Yes.
He's a really interesting guy. He's got a really cool story. Technically isn't working on a campus right now, I don't believe. But Lenny has kind of started this, I'll say movement, called Trill or Not Trill, that he applies to basically his teaching style, as well as helping students kind of in their leadership development. So that's a really cool one. And he's been, because I've been following him now on, you know, Facebook and all things social media, it's really been exploding. He's really done a good job with it, and it's getting a lot bigger. So that is an episode that's number 61 that I would definitely recommend listening to.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I think he was at New Jersey City University.
Yes, that's where he was.
Yep. One of my favorites was, of course, Matt Reed, which was episode 57, the Dean Dad. We got to talk a lot about work-life balance, and he has that blog, you know, Confessions of a Community College Dean. And I think that it was a great episode because we actually got to talk about some really awesome things related to community colleges and the kinds of things that he deals with. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, work-life balance, and that was some interesting stuff.
Yeah, he was, I really liked talking to him actually about how he maintains his blog, because I've always tried to keep up with blogging every, you know, first of the month. I'm like, you know, this month I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to do a really good job. And, he blogs every single day. I'm very impressed. So.
And how about that episode of High Ed Web where I kind of freaked out about LeVar Burton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually got to meet him, too, and he signed my iPad.
I was just about to ask you to share your experience meeting LeVar Burton.
Yes, I completely froze up, and just like I did on the show, like literally on the show, I like freeze up for like 5-10 seconds. I actually cut that. Like, I actually was silent a lot longer than...
So long.
Because, you know, I didn't think you guys would want to listen to silence for so long. But, yeah. I somehow won the lottery to meet him in person and get my picture taken, and that was pretty awesome. And he signed my iPad, and when I was up to him, I was like, iPad, sign my iPad.
I'm sad funny. I wasn't there for that, because that probably would have been really funny to watch.
Well, it was really awkward, because during High Ed Web, they, like, called my name and said I needed to come to the office, and everybody thought I did something bad.
Including you.
Yeah, I didn't know what I did. But I walk in, and there's Tanya, and she's like, who was on that episode? And she's like, guess what, Logan? You won the lottery. So that was
so
pretty
exciting.
Awesome. Huh?
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it was. You know, 2016 definitely was an interesting year. That is for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we survived another year of podcasting.
Yeah, that's 2 years.
Can you believe it?
2 years.
And we haven't killed each other.
No, not yet. Which is kind of surprising. I'm pretty sure Jackie will want to kill me before it's over with. But it's okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't killed you yet, so. You're
luckily,
just lucky that you live in a different time zone.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But we do have some announcements for 2017.
Yes.
So as you guys may know, I was promoted to web and digital media manager, and Jackie is super involved in a whole lot of other things. So we're putting the show on hiatus for the next year, so that, okay, I'm joking, but we are changing the way things are. We're going to switch to a 2-week.
What if our listeners, like, wireless connection cut out right there, and they were like, oh, I guess I'm never listening to that show again?
Well, they'd have to physically go in and unsubscribe, and that's kind of hard to do.
You can't lie to the listeners, Logan.
But we are going to go to a bi-weekly format, because we kind of noticed in 2016 that we've been really bad about doing a show every week. So we actually think this will be easier and will allow us to make better shows.
Yeah, so even though we'll be recording less frequently, it'll give us an opportunity to meet a lot more of you, because Logan and I are only two people and our networks are only so big. And so with that in mind, listeners, we want to hear from you. We say this every single week, but we mean it. Every week we are scouring places like Twitter and Facebook to try to find folks that work in higher education that we can take a chance on. And every week it works out great. But sometimes it's hard to meet somebody for the first time on this podcast. So if you or someone that you know would work well on our show, as you know, we only have two requirements. One, you have to be awesome. And two, you have to work in higher ed. We'd love to meet you, because we're really working to meet folks from all over the country and beyond, and works in every aspect of higher education, because everything is different and important. So we want to hear from you. Please let us know.
Yes. We really want to make a show that you guys love, because we do this because you guys listen. And it's really important to us to give you something that is helpful to you, and is helpful to us, because this is professional development for us as well. Getting to know people, building our network, and also learning about what other people do, because that's important. And that's kind of the point of this podcast, is to give people an idea of what life is like outside of their silo. So please, if you know someone or you're a listener, please listen to the show, obviously, and suggest folks. Is there a guy sitting in the cubicle next to you that you think would be interesting on the podcast? Send them our way. We'd love to interview them.
We've done it before.
Yes, we have.
We have done it before.
Indeed. And I don't think there's been a single person on Twitter that has responded to us that hasn't been on the show. So, hopefully that's not scary. We're not scary people. I mean, Jackie is sometimes.
Logan is. So close.
So close. And see, I bought this new microphone, so I'd like to continue using it. So please.
It's actually the only reason why we have a podcast, is because Logan bought a microphone.
Yeah. That and the hosting for the website and all that kind of stuff.
Minor details.
Well, we appreciate the fact that all of you listen. We're extremely happy that some of you have listened for as long as you have. When we were at Hyatt Web, we had a chance to talk to some of you kind of get your ideas and such. Talking to you, Dave Cameron. We'd really love to improve the podcast and make things better. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. And we hope 2017 will be even better than 16 or 15 or that one episode that was in 2014.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.